Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, The Wizard of Oz at the Sphere and Letters. Come on up right after this.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Winter's here with all the ice and snow, and the surly slush upon the road. Oh, oh. The salty spray upon my window makes me wish that I'd replace my wiper blade. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. I wish that I'd replace my wiper blades. Salty spray from semis that do pass. They turn my windshield into bathroom glass. I turn the knob, but I come to the conclusion that I did not fill up my washer solution. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. My wiper, wiper, wiper fluid. I wish that I'd replace my wiper fluid. Down the expressway, 80 mph. I can make out headlights, daylights, frosted shapes. But down by the dash is the clearing where both blades do scrape. I can see fine if I lay on the passenger seat. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. I wish that I'd replace my wiper blades. New burst. Summer's here with depressed bugs and flies, all committing windshield suicide. In smears of green and yellow gizzard goo, only Brillo wiper blades would do. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. My wiper, 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 wiper blades. My wiper, wiper, wiper blades. I wish that I'd replace my wiper blades. One more time. Wiper! Wiper blades! I wish that I'd replace my wiper blades.
The Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
We have a lot to get to today. I want to clarify something. Christy's probably going to be going to Vegas to see The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah, I think so. I was on the fence last night, but if you guys think I should go, I should go.
And if you haven't heard about this, they're showing it at the Sphere,
right?
Which is this huge globe. I went there to see the Eagles. It was really great. But interestingly enough, and Ace was mentioning this off the air, The Wizard of Oz version they're showing is 27 minutes shorter Oh, in the original.
And well, there it could there's some fat. There's some fat on the movie.
They apparently they cut one of my favorite songs, "The Cowardly Lion." If I Were the King of the Forest,
what song in the whole movie?
They cut that.
That's what it says.
Wow! So much for you going to see it.
It says reviewers note many sequences have been shortened or reimagined, if not outright removed.
Oh, well, maybe I won't go.
I saw some video. Have you guys seen some of the video of it?
I have.
It's baffling. Yeah. It's incredible looking, and it did look reimagined because they had to reimagine it for the setting, of course.
I guess there are drones flying around.
Are there winged monkeys above the crowd?
It looked really impressive.
They drop
I got it, right?
Foam rubber apples on your head. And
I think it'll be great. I didn't realize they'd cut that much of it out.
Yeah, geez, half an hour?
But I mean, to cut that one song.
Yeah, that is a great song. It's brilliant. Can you sing that for us?
We're king of the forest.
Great.
Wait a minute, don't you do a song as the Cowardly Lion? Which one do you do?
Yeah, I think we do something like about the hippos.
That's right.
Oh, maybe we can dig that up just in honor of the Wizard of Oz in Vegas.
Yeah. A tribute to the hippos.
I think it would still be worth going to.
Yeah.
But so you have an opportunity to go, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
When?
The 18th of this month.
Okay. What do they want for it?
Tickets?
Yeah. They're proud of it.
$250
Per? Yeah, that's
$300 if you want the VIP thing.
Oh, that's what you want.
How much are the good seats IMAX tickets?
$20 bucks now, maybe? Really?
This I knew they were more.
Maybe more.
General admission's $104 bucks, according to this is from the Washington Post. They do get apparently more expensive. It's Vegas.
Yeah.
The VIP package goes for $450 bucks a person.
Oh, wow.
But you know how you look at Vegas? It's just a big ATM. You're going out there to pick up money. I mean, it's just waiting for you.
Oh, but I'm going to fly in, fly out same day. I'm not going to miss one day of work.
Now, Christy, the VIP package that they have here, you get a one-night stay at the Venetian.
Well, we're not staying. We're flying in, flying out.
You got to stay, because as Chick says, you got to turn $100 bucks into $10,000.
That's right.
What's wrong with you?
Easily done. You're leaving money on the table.
You're not staying overnight. You're going in and out. Wow.
I'm just looking at some of the visuals. It looks wonderful. So, yeah, it'll be fun. It's one of my favorite movies.
Yeah. Hmm. It was on last night, actually, on AMC.
Quite a different experience.
Especially with commercials.
People watching it on their phone.
But that's how we grew up. We watched it with commercials. Remember? It was always on at Easter.
Is there a version of it that they include that they made a big deal out of the song that wasn't, it's called the Jitterbug or something?
Yeah, I've never seen that included in the full movie.
Right.
Yeah, but in any event, it should be fun. And Christy, so you're going?
Well, I haven't pulled the trigger, but I'm thinking.
Pull that trigger.
It's an experience. Go. Life is short. You got to go.
Yeah, and you know how Tom, when we take time off, take a month. It'll be fun.
I'm taking a lot of time off in September.
Hey, you know what?
October.
Hey, we'll see you in 26. Go ahead.
Hey, come on.
No problem.
Refresh yourself.
Yeah.
Oh, you read the memo that I wrote to you?
What? We're supposed to both take the rest of the year off?
I don't know what.
There goes the whole show now. We have letters to get to. This one involves a problem created by Chick McGee.
Oh, I have one created by Tom Griswold.
Well, I'll go first. It was my wife's birthday, writes Kevin from Winchester, Kentucky.
Happy birthday, lady.
We had a long day of drinking to celebrate. My wife came into the family room feeling real good. She had a Tomism.
Yeah.
She said, "Can we please turn down the volume of the lights?"
Oh, I thought she was going to say, "Hey, my... my baby area is aching," or something.
I thought you were going to say, "You want
by the way, after a day of drinking, I got out of the shower that night and yelled into the bedroom.
Not a boy.
You want some of this before I put it away?
There you go.
Right.
No response. I got to the bedroom. She had passed out and was snoring.
Well, I think...
happy birthday.
That's an implied yes, right?
Oh, Jesus.
No answer is a positive answer.
No means maybe.
Has a woman done that? Like, grabbing her crotch and saying, "You want to eat this before I put it away?"
I'm sure.
We did get a letter. I believe you were gone, though.
Oh, okay.
A woman did do that.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Would you like that? Do you like it when women make that move? Like,
aggressive?
Aggressive?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I like it when they say, "Hey, get off me. Stuff like that. Yeah. Tell me what they want. Yeah.
It ain't going to eat itself.
That's right.
All right.
I wish you could breathe through your ears. Stuff like that.
I got another timeism before we move on.
All right, sir.
An ultralight aircraft went flying by. My wife looked up and she said, oh, look, it's those airplane go-karts. Thank you, Pete.
Wow.
I mean, that's a good description.
It essentially
of
is.
Yeah. in Mitchell, Indiana. Well, thank you very much, Pete. Oh, we appreciate your listening.
Astronaut from Mitchell.
A short letter here from Jesse says, yes, bogarting is still a thing.
Oh, it is?
No kidding.
Okay. So
in the world of marijuana smoking, you apparently don't bogart that joint, as they say in the song. You have a letter over there.
Dear Bob and Tom Show, I have something for Tom as a boy. This is from Harvey. Harvey. Tom, can you imagine Tom as a boy having this toy in his house? Yes, it's a model of a Express Cruiser Chris-Craft. There it is, Tom.
Look at that.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, it's part of the Lindbergh line.
Yeah, sure. Paul Lindbergh. Yeah, he...
It says the Lindbergh line.
Oh, workhorse of the industry is what that is. Yeah. Man, oh, man. I guess you put that together and it really floats. 76 parts, it says.
Whoa.
So that's a little mini cabin cruiser.
Yeah, look how excited he is.
And they've got the two. It's one guy driving with his captain's hat and, of course, two ladies waving in the back.
Tom, the answer, you needing a hat has caught the imagination of the country. The answer has been staring us right in the face.
What's that?
You need the Hugh Hefner captain's hat.
But that's does it cover his ears? That's
yeah,
the
but I still...
Yeah, you don't see those very often.
No.
Exactly.
Let's go to a yacht rock show.
Yeah, which is fine.
Seriously, they wear those?
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Now, as you know, I have been informed that I have to cover my ears outside now.
Yes.
Have a technical issue involving sun and... skin stuff. I won't go to too many details. I'm about to have part of my ear removed, by the way, my ear flap. But I went and I got a cowboy hat this weekend.
All right. Was this at the famous cowboy hat store?
Yeah.
And I got this.
It comes with a case.
Oh, look. Oh, my God.
Wow. The case is like a lamp.
I couldn't afford the case.
No, me either.
When I went through...
It's got locks on it, like luggage.
Wear it out and save $90.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, the preliminary person at TSA, when you walk through and you show your ID, the guy goes, you got an animal in there?
Yeah, I know. Looks like something you'd have a mogwai in there.
Do you have to pay extra for the case?
I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
Are we going to see the hat?
Oh, man. You one way or another, you pay extra for the case.
Oh, yeah.
God.
That is just insane.
That fit in the overhead bin?
Yeah.
I'm surprised. Well,
oh, look at this.
Oh, you didn't have to buy a seat for it?
Nope. Hang on a second.
Look at this.
All right. So Tom is actually taking his headphones off. He's taking off his ball cap.
There he
putting
goes.
Putting on a very sharp looking
eye. You know what? Man. Yeah, that is amazing.
That's a terrific choice.
Joke. That works.
And, yeah,
that's a great hat.
Now
she helped you, didn't she?
I learned that...
It's kind of grayish.
That is insane.
This is...
Good.
I know this is... sounds like I'm making this up. Do you know what this is made of?
No.
Gold?
Beaver.
Beaver.
How about that?
This is made of beaver, so it can get wet. Head,
It looks like it has a blunderbuss on the front, like those old timey rifles with a huge bell at the end.
Oh yeah,
but this
I thought there was an odor when you took it out of the box.
It looks really good.
It looks great.
It's like a they call it a grayish color.
Yes,
that's now great. Chick. Like I said, this is made of beaver. Now you've had your head in a beaver.
Oh, yeah.
Reward as a hat.
That's right. I enjoy it very much. I think we all, of course, would never comment, but I think we all pretty much enjoy.
I haven't.
Christy, you want to put your head in the beaver?
College?
Yeah.
Sophomore year?
I didn't go to college. Oh. Well, I only went a semester. I wasn't there long
once again,
enough.
This will make my dermatologist happy.
Yes,
yeah.
And the ladies.
Tops of my ears.
Are you going to start wearing, you should wear headphones that go in your ears so that.
You got to wear that on the air.
Yeah, so you can wear it on the air.
You mean wear it on the air?
Okay. You look great.
I don't need it in the rain. I need it outside.
If you're not going to take my suggestion wearing a captain's hat, if you wear the cowboy hat, your next purchase is a poncho. That's all I'm saying.
Clint Eastwood.
Just go all in.
One of those big Clint Eastwood. Big trench dusters. Yeah. Like
that looks amazing.
And maybe the ladies are gonna like it. Pat's right.
Maybe the duster.
Yeah, the duster. Yeah.
I could pull off the duster.
That's too serious.
Like an old gunslinger.
Stick with it. Don't quit and get self-conscious because that looks good.
Walk the dogs with it last night.
However,
it did.
In Spurs, we want to hear you coming.
Oh, yeah.
threatening spur noise.
Can I put Spurs on a pair of topsiders?
That jingle, jangle, jingle.
Did anybody say anything to you?
While you're walking the dogs?
No, just walk by. However, this medium, this world has been ruined for the cowboy hat because what's-his-name always wore one and he looked like it.
Who?
Who?
The Crypt Keeper, Imus or whatever.
Oh, the world radio.
Yeah.
This is the new look for walking the dog.
Yeah.
Walking the dog, just being outside, driving in the car?
Being outside.
Walking the dog and chasing the tail.
Can you drive in the car with that? Does it hit the roof?
I haven't gotten in my car yet. No.
I'm full of good ideas today. You get the cowboy hat, you get the poncho, you get a horse, you ride your horse to work.
Please get a horse.
Please get a horse.
We get some press.
Yes.
I think a pickup truck. Now there's something.
There
I'd
you
like.
Go.
Well, that's yeah, true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. To pull your horse.
Not a new one.
Will you take me to McDonald's on the horse?
Yeah, Josh, behind you, one saddle. You're both on the horse.
Can you actually do that?
I'd love it.
I don't think they will serve you.
They kind of frown when you try to walk through. I know.
Yeah, yeah, they don't. Yeah.
Well, they'd rather us go in with the horse.
I guess it's up to you, people. I'm having a Big Mac.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher for Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
Searching for an inside look at the people, stories, and passion that fuel the state of soccer in America?
Who's going to be the key man for the U.S. men's national team?
First and foremost, they need to win.
There's something so fun about being the underdog.
You're playing with house money almost.
But what does this success mean for the future of U.S. soccer?
Ooh, you're getting deep now.
This is where soccer will come to life.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.